Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The local churches need to have a revival of teaching Bible prophecy. That's the headline. David James, Bible in Hand, comes with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Historically, conservative evangelicalism has been largely dispensational. So how did we get from where we were then to where we are today?
Well, Jimmy, I think there's a number of things over the last 30 to 40 years that have contributed to this. One is that some have never taken dispensationalism seriously, and some dispensational seminaries and colleges began looking to reform theology as being the more historically and academically credible of the two. And then this began filtering down into the churches as old guard conservative dispensational pastors began to retire. I would also say that a second major factor that played into this was the seeker-sensitive movement that began to take off in the late 80s. As a result, there was a shift away from expository preaching through the scriptures in favor of topical messages that were aimed at felt needs. And so over time, biblical doctrine, especially eschatology, just got pushed to the side. And so the next generation of leaders in the churches just weren't equipped with enough biblical knowledge or theological commitments to properly screen pastoral candidates, and many of whom were beginning to come in with an agenda to move evangelicalism away from dispensational theology.
What are some of the things that you think need to happen to start a reversal of this trend away from teaching the prophetic word of God?
I'm beginning to see glimmers of hope. Dispensationalism began as a grassroots movement in churches, not in seminaries, and I think we need to get back to that, with individual believers putting effort into studying the Bible for themselves. Everyone needs to have a few basic books in their library, like a book on theology and good Bible interpretation, like Roy Zook's book, and books on studying the Bible correctly and the Bible knowledge commentary. I'd also encourage pastors and Sunday school teachers to tackle these subjects in their preaching and teaching. And another thing would be to get connected with ministries like yours, Jimmy, and mine, and Andy Woods, and other dispensational teachers, because there are dispensationalists out there, and you can find them.
David James, Bible in Hand, with an exhortation for local churches to have a revival of teaching Bible prophecy. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Pastors of local churches, small or large, need to take David James's exhortation to heart and start teaching Bible prophecy. God's Word is 30% Bible prophecy. Bible prophecy is in all 66 books of the Bible, and the Apostle Peter says that the Bible is a more sure word of Bible prophecy. That's 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Jesus told John the Revelator to record the prophecy that foretells the future. That's Revelation chapter 1, verse 19. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...